When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number. Bart Scott, I saw one of your old friends last night at the Garden.
Who's that? At the Garden?
I saw Chad Ochocinco.
Ah.
He was hanging out. He was courtside. He had nice seats.
How you get courtside? I don't get courtside. I've never sat courtside for a Knicks game.
You've never been courtside at the Garden?
Nah.
You? Even in the heyday?
You probably didn't go. Yeah, I did.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know. I mean,
but
when
still,
you're
at your
height,
but
that's
still,
where you
want to go. He pulls up from nowhere and just goes to the premium seats.
Yeah. No, they had him courtside. And then he hung out after the game, happened to be sitting there when I was doing my post-game hit from the court.
Uh-huh.
And so now he certainly wasn't there for me. He was there to talk to Monica McNutt.
Ah.
But I was there too. And so when I was done, I went up to him and I said hello. And then I just reminded him that I work with you. And the first thing out of his mouth was, tell Bart I still love him. And I said, we play that clip of you all the time, of you two talking and you telling him not to get in his face. And he just started laughing. He goes, Bart's my boy. I love him. So I said, I just told him, I was like, well, we got to have you on. He goes, yeah, anytime. Tell Bart to hit me up. He said, anytime.
Yeah. Did he give you the number?
I wasn't about to do that.
I'm playing.
What was I going to say? Well, let me make sure you got your number. He acted like you guys were old friends. Like, the smile on his face. He opened up. He's like, he was all happy. Like,
listen,
I thought you guys were close the way he was talking.
Let me tell you something. That is just the tip of the iceberg of me and him going back and forth.
I'm sure.
NFL Network used to document me and him going back. They would ask me something at a press conference, and I would say something to him, and then he would say something about me. it used to go back and forth, man, because he wasn't afraid to say what he felt, and I wasn't afraid to say what I felt.
I hear you.
So it was funny. So the mic'd up stuff, you should see the other stuff I have that's mic'd up.
We need to get access to it. We should do that. Have one second.
Well,
I have some stuff you did.
Yeah, I have some stuff on my Instagram that you can see.
Send it to Tom.
Me and him going back and forth.
Well, send it to Tom, and then Tom can put it on the page, and we can have fun with it.
Okay, I'll send it to you guys.
Unless Tom wants to just go onto your Instagram and send it to himself.
Yeah, yeah, because I don't know how to do it.
We're giving all this extra work now, right as the show begins.
Yeah, because he can get it. It's all kind of stuff. Yeah, you know, I got stuff he could probably, boost the sound better, you know what I mean? Because on there, it's like me telling him, it's like me and him just go at it all the time. So, it's like a couple things. Because I should check him, man to man. I was like the swipe guy, you know what I mean? So I swipe underneath him or they'll tell me to go press him at the line of scrimmage or something like that to give our corners time to, throw the timing off and all that stuff. Yeah, well, he's a good guy, man. Listen, we knew that he was going to be built for entertainment, but he's done it in a non-traditional way, right? He's done it with podcasts, and he's always involved in everything. He had the Madden rating where he pay people get rated for Madden, and he goes to tell them that what their rating is and all that type of stuff. So, listen, he's done a great job post career.
I think, what him and Shannon have done as well, personality-wise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's perfect.
It really is changing, I think. And, it's not the only one, but there's something about what Shannon has done with his podcast, Club Shay Shay. But then having Ocho there, and it's like
– it's like your little nephew.
You're right. He the way he plays off of him.
Because Shannon's the big, strong guy, and Chaz, I don't take nothing serious. But then Shannon don't take it serious, but, he's just super goofy.
Yeah. But then it seems like he does, though, which is even funnier, because it's like how – I mean, that's the topic.
Come on, Shay, you got to get you a girl. We got to get you a chick, you know what I'm saying? But then Shannon has done an even greater job in recognizing, that, Chad can't be the only thing, and Chad can't be the only one there. So he's done a good job with, I think, partnering with Gilbert Arenas, who has a – who kind of fills in and does to some of the Chad stuff too that he sits and reacts to. Because Gilbert's really stirred the pot post-career. Like, I know it's a lot of post-players podcasts, but what he's been doing and what he's been saying has been real. You know what I mean?
Some of it. Some of it is also –
well, it's been good. It's been entertaining. That's what I mean.
Yeah, entertaining is definitely something that it is. The problem is a lot of times is that sometimes history is sort of revised.
Yeah.
Like that didn't
written
really
by the narrative writer, right?
Because
so
you
if
can't
he's
call
the podcast, he's the winner.
That's what I mean. He has the voice. And a lot of times, because most people aren't going to check the facts, you're just going to assume the story. And especially if it's an entertaining story, you're just going to want to believe it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things like that's not what happened, or that wasn't that game, or that game wasn't about that. But it doesn't matter because it's
entertaining. That's
it's
all
funny.
We care about. And that's
if
all
you're
we care
a good
about.
Storyteller in the end, that's all people want. You know, like if the facts are a little shady, we'll give it to you.
Yeah, we'll smudge it.
A good storyteller does that.
Exactly. Don't let facts get in the way of a good story, because ultimately that's all the reason the people are there for. And then when it's not, whether it's true or not true, then somebody's going to rebuke it and somebody's going to come out and go against it, go say something about it again. So then that's going to do nothing but entertain us even more, because then they're going to come with the throwback. So, I mean, the fact that Shannon's Shannon's got to that status where no matter what he does, people are going to make fun of it, because now he's such an easy target with the muscles and the accent. So it's funny, like now Shannon was doing he's going viral again because people making fun of his outfit.
He was wearing a Lululemon.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah, he had a Lululemon where it was matching top, and it's basically athleisure, right?
It's the pants
that everybody loves. They're so comfortable, but they both were really, really snug.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everything he puts on is going to be snug.
It doesn't have to be.
And
listen,
it's no shirt that's an athletic shirt that's meant to be tight that he can get that's going to be big. They don't make a size that's big enough. Like the dude's like 250 up top. 185 down low. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be, it don't matter.
People need to understand, when you get old, there's certain people, not everybody, because there's some people, it's all the way you carry your weight. But when you get older, I'm telling you, because I've been fighting this for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
There's something about atrophy in men over 50.
Yeah.
That you can't, there's nothing you can do about it.
See, but it's not
the
atrophy
legs
for
go
Shannon.
And
it's not
the upper
atrophy
body
for Shannon. But it's not atrophy for Shannon.
What is
Shannon still lifts every day.
Yeah,
Shannon work out more than anybody.
But he can't lift like he used to because your joints take it.
Well, he had the hip surgery. He had his hip replaced.
There you go.
But like Shannon like goes and lifts like 315 for 20.
Okay.
Like he was training with bodybuilders a couple of weeks ago. Like
I understand that. But
so
explain then why his upper body is way bigger than his lower body.
Well, it's always been like that, though. He's always had to have what my daughter would say is the hamburger meat, the hot dog, the pack of hot dogs in the back of the neck. He's always had that.
Yeah.
And like what I've learned, like, because I never had the hot dog meat until now. And what it is what happened to mine is my neck got smaller.
Right.
So then it created the space behind my head got smaller. So now I got extra. Now I got a little credit card flap. Got a little credit card reader behind the hook of my head. And that's because I don't train my neck no more. So if I want that to go away, I have to start training my neck and let my neck get big again, or bigger again.
I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what. We can, when it comes to history and revising history, like how are we going to tell the story of this next season? Because when you think about it, we're going to get to a point where the team is healthy again. And what are these last couple of weeks? Are they going to be just lost in memory? Like, you know, it's funny how we go back to seasons, like, and we look at seasons as I love when fans talk to me about the 90s and how they love that. Oh, their Knicks, they were so good. And I laugh because I'm like, that team was actually maddening to root for because they were good, but you always felt like they weren't good enough.
Right.
And you forget the frustrating losses, losing a game one. How do you lose to the Pacers? How do you let Reggie get free? Like, you forget so many things because you only want to remember the good, right? Even the 54-win team in 2013, 54 wins, a lot of wins. And that team got off to a great start. But there were pockets of that season where I remember the feeling of, you know what? this team isn't going to win a championship because of this. They, you know, like whatever it was that was exposing itself during the year. So there's so many things that happen during a season that when you're living it day by day, like you're doing right now with this team.
Looking at the standings every moment.
Oh, my God.
They got you checking other scores so early. Like, it ain't it ain't time for you to be checking what Philly did or what.
But you're right.
The Magic did. Like, you are schedule watching right now.
But you're right. You're right.
And so nerve-wracking.
It is, but that's the day-to-day, and that's what for
January
fans makes it so hard.
I feel like we watching the Yankees as a baseball race. Oh. Like, now we're watching, like, it seems like every game is important. Like, it's like, man.
Every game is important. There's 20 to go, and you're right now in a tie with Orlando for fourth because Orlando won again. They've won 13
in the
last 17.
Are you from eighth?
Yeah, you're like a game and a half. Like, I'm serious. Like, it is that crazy. But that's what I mean. Like, here's a great example of it. Panic, all right? A friend of mine, a big panic guy. Panic guy. Big, big panic. That's all last night, all he's saying is, you know, they're going to be in the play-in now. You're going to end up having to play in the play-in. And I looked at him, I go, there's 20 games to go, and you're going to get four starters back. How do you think that what's happening right now is going to continue for 20 games?
But who's to say that you're going to beat those opponents, right?
No. You lost last night not because you're not good.
I know.
It's because you missed four starters. Like, how do you expect to have every night where you have to empty the tank like you did against the Cavs on Sunday? Those are rare. You got to understand what's going on right now. You can't think of this. You can't think of right now this version of the team is the rest of the year.
No.
That's you just got to get through this. It's so frustrating to get through it, but you got to get through it.
I'm not saying it. One, we don't know how far the bottom is, right? We don't know when we hit the bottom.
What do you mean? What bottom? This is the bottom. You're playing without Jalen Brunson and three other starters.
But that's what I'm saying. When those starters come back, we don't know where the bottom is, right?
So, I still don't understand what you mean. When the starters get back,
Yeah, right.
You
when
get
they
better.
Get back, we don't know when they're getting back, right?
In the next week,
right? So okay, so then that would be the bottom, right? So now we're like, okay, well that's the bottom. So if that's the bottom, then we're trying to say,
like if they lose again Friday, like you talking about that? Oh, okay,
right.
Well, they're 10 games over 500.
Yes.
So they're not in any, you know, like you're not like they're not in any threat of falling completely out of anything.
I know, but here we go though, right?
Right.
So. Find the bottom. Then we have to see, start looking at Orlando. What's their schedule look like? Where do they?
They have
like,
one of the easiest schedules to remain.
You see what I'm saying? So now you're starting to look at that. So, like, now because you lost the teams that you traditionally wouldn't have lost to, like Atlanta yesterday, who was without Trae Young, now you're trying to say, well, okay, now we got to win a game that we couldn't win. You know what I'm saying? So, like, now.
Well, that wasn't Cleveland one of those? Wasn't Cleveland a game that you won that you really weren't supposed to win?
But because you lost, that's a push.
Because you lost yesterday,
that's a push.
That's fair.
So now you're not only worrying about how good you play.
You're 3-4 out of the All-Star break right now.
So not only are you talking about how you guys are going to play, now you're starting to look at how good other teams are playing. And who's to say that those teams won't start playing better
Cleveland got easy schedules. Cleveland got gifted a win last night.
Right. Yeah,
the Celtics blew a 20-point lead in
my
the fourth
point.
Quarter.
My
and
point. You can't
and
beat Boston.
Jason Tatum got fouled at the end of that game. They took that foul off they shouldn't have. He got hit after the shot. The hand hits the chest on the release. Should have been a foul. I disagreed with them turning over that call.
You would.
That's a foul every time.
Unless it's against the Knicks.
No, come on. That's a foul every time.
Hey, man, but listen, you can't leave it in the hands of them. Boston should have known with a 20-point lead. You
when
can't
I
let
say
a dude
gifted,
get Flago like that.
Yes.
Like, the deprived, like, yesterday, I watched, yesterday I watched a clip of the game before from, I believe, Sunday, right, where Jalen Brown was like, hey, you know, did you have to ask to go against Steph?
They won by 50?
Yeah. He was like, now they kind of give that to me. Before I would have to ask, but now I don't have to do that anymore, right?
Right.
So now you couldn't go get D-Wade? Like who was supposed to say, listen, I got him. Like, no, this dude ain't about to go 15. You know what I'm saying?
D-Wade wasn't playing. He gets in the game. It's 22-point game in the fourth quarter.
I've never heard of
it. And then he just
went
– he bounced around. He's been – Did they not just pick him up from the Lakers, right? Wasn't he? Oh, no, that's Dylan Wendell. I'm thinking of somebody else.
I've never heard of this dude.
No, he's been on that team for a while.
The tip back dunk was like, hold up, man. Who the hell is this dude?
Yeah. No, look, these are NBA players.
Did somebody have him on a fantasy team?
You probably wish you did. But that's a game where the Celtics are up 22, and this is the problem with Boston. You always feel like Boston is just that team. What do I always say? They play with their food.
Yep.
They just, whatever reason
they lose
they are,
to the Lakers, they lose to that team last night, but then they
beat
the hell out
of them. How do you blow a 22-point lead in the fourth? How do you do that when you're the best team in the league? So they gifted the Cavaliers a win last night, gifted them by letting go, by giving up before the game was over. And, oh, by the way, everybody that screams and yells about coaches who leave their stars in late in games, that's why. That the three-point shot, no lead is safe in the NBA, and you take it as far down to 2 minutes as you can get just to make sure, okay, there's no way they're coming back on us. You have to in today's NBA, and last night was another example of why. That you can never just, 8 minutes to go, we're up 20. Yeah, let's sit our stars, we want to rest them. You can't do it. You just can't. Cleveland gets a gifted win.
Yeah, if a team that is as deep as Boston can't sit their starters and nobody's safe.
You don't know. Well, they're not deep. That's the problem. But they are just classic team that front runs, and then all of a sudden, once they unlace the sneakers, they have a hard that fourth quarter. That's one thing to watch in the playoffs. They do not do well down the stretch. Jason Tatum, as a great player, is not a closer. He just does not have enough. He doesn't have enough proof statistically that in the clutch situations he's a low percentage finisher, yeah. And that's a concern about Boston. But they're just such a damn good team; it's hard to count them out. Yeah. But you're right. We look at the standings, and you look at who's playing whom, and the Bucks are playing better now. Yeah. You know what I mean? The Bucks seem like they're going to take hold of that number two seed now.
Yep.
So, like for the Knicks, it's as simple as they just got to get healthy.
But what's the number? Like, forget that. Like, we need to give our fans and our listeners, what's the number?
800-919-3776.
Well, not that number.
Oh.
I'm saying, what's the number that the Knicks have to win? What's the win total that we have to win?
I'm going to say this. I think
52.
See, they need 14 wins to get to 50. I have a hard time thinking that they're going to go 14-6. So instead, I'm going to say they're going to need to get to 46 to 48 wins to stay in the top six. That's where I think they got to go. So you need 10 to 12 more wins to at least make sure you're out of the play-in.
And six puts you on a collision course with who?
Six sets you up with third seed. So that could be the Cavs. Okay. I think you'd be fine with that match.
I mean, you like that. And then the second round.
You at full health versus the Cavs at full health, and you've beaten them twice in their home floor already this year, and you beat them last year, and you closed out the series on their home court. I don't think you're afraid of Cleveland. You're tougher than them. You beat them up inside. I think you're fine with a 3-6 matchup, a rematch against the Cavs in the first round. You'll outcoach them. You have more depth than they do.
Okay.
And when you're healthy, of course, that's the key piece here, of course. You have to be healthy.
Okay, what's the bad news?
The bad news is that you play the Bucks in the second round.
I prefer that. As long as I'm Boston kicks the brakes.
Boston's won. Yeah. But here's the thing. The Bucks, who would be the fifth? If the Knicks fall to the sixth seed, the fifth seed, could it be the Heat?
They don't want that.
And the Heat play the Bucks in the first. You think the Bucks would want to see the Heat in the first round?
Well, Giannis would want to win my exhibition. I am a warrior.
But seriously, like you're that would be an interesting first round because that's a game
you want
to
beat him
last
up.
Year.
You hope they beat him up too.
There you go. And so, like, that's why I don't know if sixth is so bad.
I think you want to avoid.
You don't want the fifth seed, and you don't want the obviously seven or eight. Eight, I should say. You want to avoid playing Boston in the second round. That's it.
So you're saying that the guys are out a week, right? So you got this.
It's another week. I think we'll see them next week.
You've lost three out of four, right? And you got Orlando. Which
You've lost four out of seven.
Yeah. See, I didn't go that far up.
Since the All-Star break, it's four out of seven. That's not good.
Right. So Orlando, Philly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two home games against Philly, and you have You have smoked the Sixers on their home court with Embiid.
But Brunson,
so they don't have Embiid.
But Brunson won't be back, right?
That's not true.
Brunson, maybe Tuesday.
The good news, this is the good news from last night, if there is any, is that Tom Thibodeau, before the game, gave an update on Jalen Brunson that, again, is optimistic. Here's what he said.
It is a bruise, and it's a lot better than it was, so I want to make sure that he's completely ready. He had an MRI. Everything came back good.
How much does that make you feel better when you hear the MRI part of it, that he's feeling better, you know, that he's not there yet, but he's feeling a lot better.
He also said he don't want to rush it. So,
well, they don't want to rush it with him.
Right. So
you knew they shouldn't have played him last night, so I wasn't shocked that he didn't play. But I can tell you this.
So totally out for Orlando, right?
I can tell you this. No, wait, hang on. I'll tell you this. I'll share this much. Before the game, Jalen wanted to play. I can tell you that. Jalen in the morning, yesterday morning, had all intentions on, I'm going to play. Did not want to sit. But the smart thing was, give it a day, Jalen. Now you got 2 days off. Play Friday. That game is going to really matter because you haven't beaten Orlando yet, and they're now tied with you for fourth place in the East. That game looms large. So that's the one. Get some rest. Get right. You know, see if we can steal one against an Atlanta team that's been on the road for a week and they don't have Trae Young. Maybe we can steal one. And they just couldn't make a three last night. They shot it. Oh, my God.
And Tibbs said it, right? We got to shoot them. You know what I mean?
They took 52.
That's analytics.
DiVincenzo was 1-for-9 in the first quarter. 1-for-9. He took 9 threes in the first quarter. Once you saw the way that game started and they just couldn't make a shot, I was like,
Those are tight rims. The rims are tight. He said they're tight rims.
Maddening. But I thought they were going to make a comeback. Down 22, I'm like, this game's not over. Because Atlanta's a poorly conditioned team. I was by their bench the whole game, sucking wind. You saw they were all – by third quarter, you could see they were like no mas. They couldn't – they wanted to throw in the towel. And the Knicks tied it. The building's going nuts. And they just couldn't close out the quarter. They made two plays. The Jalen Johnson kid's really good. They scored twice, took a five-point lead into the fourth, and that's when in my head I'm like, all right, that was it. They had their chance, but you know, Atlanta was like on the ropes, and they just couldn't deliver a knockout blow. And then when the benches came in to start the fourth – Bogdanovich can't guard anybody. Burks is not good right now. And so Atlanta's bench did a better job, got themselves up about 8, and that was the end of it. Night termite. And that was it. But they had a chance to steal one, but they didn't. So that's why you have Jalen sit out last night. But it doesn't seem like to me that Jalen is out like Friday. I wouldn't say he's out for sure. I think they got 2 days for him to just get himself right, get some rest, and then play what Friday night and then these two Philly games. These are big games before you go out to the West Coast. And when you go out to the West Coast, I think that's when we'll see OG and Randall join the team.
I got it, man. I'm looking at the schedule. I
know you don't like it. I know.
I got 10 losses, man.
Oh, you want to play the win-loss game already?
Yeah. Listen, I got 10 losses, man.
You have them losing 10 games to finish the season.
They're not going to beat Boston.
Wait, hang on a second. I want to go to remaining schedule strength first. I just want to see where they are at this point. They are middle of the pack, 15th strength of schedule. So right in the middle. And the only teams that have an easier strength of schedule than them in the East, Boston the easiest. But they say that because Boston's so good. So they don't count any. Mm-hmm. Like the Knicks are one of their toughest final games.
That's why.
They play Denver. Yeah. They play the Bucks twice. Yep. That's big.
Sacramento.
They play Phoenix twice. I'm saying the Celtics.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. So these are all the – so the Celtics – Brooklyn, which they're just trying to make the play-in. Miami has an easy schedule remaining as well. Very easy. Third easiest in the league. Orlando, fourth easiest schedule in the league.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So you look at a team. Yeah. You say Miami has the easiest schedule remaining.
But yeah. Then they so got you worry, the you're worried about
but they,
those.
But then they got the Knicks.
Orlando has time, two against the Bucks, the Knicks, Pelicans, Clippers, Sixers, but they play some of the worst team. Oh my God! So yeah, Orlando's got to take care of business because they have it set up for them in their schedule. Now, all right. So you want to tell me now?
Yeah, let's go.
We want to play win loss.
Yes.
All right. Let me get to the Knicks schedule so we could be on the same page.
I got 10,
and you think they're going to lose 10 of the remaining 20 games?
Yep.
I told you they only need 10 to get to 46.
Yeah, I think they're going to be 500. All right, it's going to be close. 500.
So you're right. All right. Orlando Friday at home.
L.
Sixers at home Sunday.
They'll win one,
no
lose one.
No Embiid.
They'll win one, lose one.
They'll win one, lose one. So that's 1-2.
Yep.
All right. At Portland.
They'll beat them.
Okay. 2-2. At Kings.
Nope. They'll run their ass out the gym.
Have you watched the Kings lately?
Listen, you going out to the West Coast.
I understand, and crazy stuff happens in Sacramento. Okay, fine. 2-3. At Golden State.
Golden State just beat the brakes off of you.
Okay. So you're going 2-4.
Yep.
At Denver, end of the trip.
Nah.
Tough one.
Yeah.
Tough one. So you got 2-5. Now, this is, again, OG and Randall are back, and they still can't win.
They'll win 4 in a row.
So Brooklyn?
Win.
So 3-5?
Yeah.
Detroit?
Win.
4. At Toronto?
Win.
5. At San Antonio?
Wimby, I don't know, man.
That's an interesting game.
Like, we be looking at it. Wimby's doing stuff. Like, you started to put him with Jeffrey Jordan. And I don't know. Listen, I've never seen a dude.
He's so good.
Gain muscle during the season. Like, what? He must just be lifting his off days.
Like, I mean, he's also, I mean, they have you look by at, the way, remember the concern with could he get through the season? He's playing 60 games.
Yeah, but, you know, he's on a minutes restriction, so they're doing a good job.
He's playing great. All right. Anyways, what do you want to give that one?
I'm going to give that an L, man.
Friday night in San Antonio.
Man, just Wimby's just like, he doing some stuff, man. He's as advertised.
4-6?
Yep.
All right.
L. L.
Home against the Thunder.
L.
Thunder have been struggling lately.
Right. And they're going to look for the Knicks to get
– Again, you're forgetting. You're giving me last night's Nick roster.
I'm not.
And I'm telling you, you're adding two all-star caliber players.
I'm giving you Oklahoma as one of the best teams in the NBA.
I know.
And Shea Gilley,
they have been losing lately. They have been losing
lately.
They've been struggling
lately. But they lose to LeBron. They haven't beat LeBron the entire year. Like, I don't know what this – sometimes styles make fights.
Okay. All right. 4-7. Am I right with 4? Like, do I have more than 4 wins? I lost track already.
No, you're 5.
5-7?
That's why I just called
home against Sacramento.
Home against Sacramento.
We're into April now. Maybe Mitchell Robinson. No,
you skipped over Miami.
Oh, Miami. Way. Oh, that's right. You're right. At Miami.
South Beach undefeated, man.
What is South Beach? It's April 2nd.
Yes. It's spring break.
You think the Knicks are going to South Beach, going to party, and then play the Heat? It's a Tuesday.
Just saying.
South Beach is undefeated. You know how many times the Knicks have won down in Miami?
Just saying. It's getting time to Jimmy Buckets time.
Okay.
He just took out the coffee machine.
So then I guess 2 days later they play Sacramento at home. You're going to give that one an L?
They're
going to split with Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm up to 6 wins.
Yep.
At Chicago.
Win.
At Milwaukee.
Loss.
At Chicago again.
Win.
So now I'm at 7 wins. At Boston.
L.
By then, who knows what Boston's doing. And then you close with Brooklyn and Chicago at home.
2 wins. Now, it could be tough. If you lose one of these Chicagos because you play somebody like all
three times. It's 3 times in a week.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so you want to think that maybe one of those is going to be an L. And they're not paying for nothing.
I just don't know
They got pressure-free. They're not stressed out.
Here's the hard thing about what we're doing. I can't predict games against decent opponents and good opponents without knowing who's healthy. Because I'm telling you, the team, if Randall is, you know, still can play, he's going to need like 3 or 4 games
to get conditioning. Yeah, you got to get conditioning.
OG Anunoby as well. But their defense is going to get exponentially better once he gets back. And then your bench, you're not asking Bogdanovich to play 30 minutes anymore. You're not asking these guys to play as much as they are now. DiVincenzo's not going to take 15 threes a game anymore.
Yeah, but
Josh Hart comes off your bench now.
Is Randall going to have the touch?
That's a big question.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like what we got
to
say.
Trying to get up to speed, the shot.
Okay.
He's going to trust
46
trust
wins probably keeps you in the top 6. That's my thing. That's okay. 10 wins. Right?
Yeah.
Like 46 wins, I believe, should be enough. It's a tight race, but I think that should be enough. And that's 10 wins in your last – that's 500 basketball to finish the season, and you're adding the pieces that you know, you were trying to, like, they had 47 wins last year and they were the fifth seed. Okay? Like, that's
45 and they're a better team.
46, I'm saying.
Yeah.
40, but 46, but you also went a month without four three starters in some games. Four.
Right, because we can explain it why. Right.
What you want to try to do is survive major injuries. The worst you're going to do is 500. Right? I think the height of the season was 15 games over 500. They have lost ground. They have lost ground now to being 10 over. So they've lost five games. Like a five, you know, they've obviously gone down. They're minus five in the record since the injuries happened. It's a matter now of, you know, can they play 500 just to stay 10 over? And 10 over can at least get you there.
I just hate what the narrative would be if this team falls. It'd be about the team, but you know it's going to come back to coaching and all that type of stuff.
Oh, you had to see the tweets last night. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know
what
I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Blaming Tibbs because of the loss last night. I'm like, you guys out of your mind? Anyways. All right, 800-919-3776. We talked about it. Now it's time for you to talk about it. Reactions right now where this team is again, I've asked this before. Every time they lose, crisis in confidence. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And, oh, by the way, a Jalen Brunson injury that everybody thought the season was over. It's a day-to-day situation. And he could play as soon as Friday, everybody. And then, of course, a week after that, you start getting your pieces back. So are you a Knicks fan that is still in panic mode? Or are you a Knicks fan that is like, no, I'm riding this through, and when this team gets healthy, I believe we'll see the team that we expect to see. Where are you at right now? We'll take the temperature of the fan base next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
I never had the hot dog meat until now.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the Giants set to pick at 6, and lots of talk about quarterbacks and J.J. McCarthy being that quarterback for the Giants at 6. Earlier this morning on DPHR and Rothenberg, Dave says there's some conditions if they're going to pick McCarthy.
It has to be, we pick at 6, McCarthy's there, we love McCarthy, we'll take McCarthy. I don't want, well, we love Williams, and we love May, and we're lukewarm, or we like McCarthy, but we don't love him. I need to get a guy that you look and say.
I understand that, but your hand might be forced.
Then I'm not taking a quarterback.
Okay, but now what does that do for Brian Daboll in a year that it looks like they're rebuilding?
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Ooh, I like that riff.
Right? You know who this is?
Happy go.
So this is all right. So this is this is Queen. Do you remember the movie Iron Eagle?
The army show about flying?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. It was in that era in the 80s where everybody was making fighter pilot movies, basically.
Is this Lou Gossett Jr.?
Yes. Lou Gossett Jr. was in this. It was a good movie, not a great one, but a good one. But this was the theme song from it. So Iron Eagle was the movie. This is called One Vision. And I told Tom. So Tom, we love Tom Bell. Tom,
great singing voice.
We're learning more and more about his musical taste. So yes. He loves Queen. And I said to him, well, One Vision is not a popular Queen song, but it's one of the best they've ever made. It's a great anthem. Mm. And he said he's never heard it before.
Wow.
So I told him to listen to it. So Tom, have you listened to the entire song?
I haven't gotten to listen to it in its entirety, but based on like the minute and a half that I've actually gotten to listen to, I'm liking what I'm hearing so far.
I mean, that open is incredible. I need you to get to scroll all the way to like the last 10 seconds of the song. And then play it on the air because Bart will laugh his head off.
Tom, what's your go-to Queen song? What's the one that you have to like, this is your favorite one?
Let's get
one?
You going.
Probably Don't Stop Me Now.
That's a good one. I like okay. that. Get you up, right? You can see Tom dancing around Target while he's shopping, singing that song in his head.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? He's got his like red Target like
does Tom have flannel
carrier with him?
Is flannel like your go-to?
Not necessarily, but no. I mean, I'll wear flannel.
This time like, of year?
Like golf year, golf shirt in the summer, flannel in the winter, right?
Yeah.
That's how you
yeah,
go?
Yeah, there you go. Golf shirt, Hawaiian shirt, something like that in the summer.
A Hawaiian shirt. Tom got a Hawaiian shirt now. That's interesting.
He went Andy Reid style on this.
All right, are you at the end of the song? Last 10 seconds.
I am. Here we go.
All right, go. One flesh, one bone, one true. Listen to this, Bart. That's more than 10 seconds. This is Freddie being funny.
Fried chicken. Mm-mm. You know I love the song. Love
Yo,
that
you
chicken
know,
for pie pie.
But they were trying to finish recording this thing, right?
He just had to Google.
And he's just like, give me fried. And they're like, Freddie, can you just say One Vision? Nope. Fried chicken every time because it's like he just wants to be funny.
They probably had a bucket of KFC over there and they kept trying to like, no,
maybe
not until you do it right.
You
like,
don't eat until the song's done. Yeah.
Give me fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
I'm going to eat the hell out of that chicken.
You think the other singers, like the other band members as they were finishing the song, when he said fried chicken, just looked at him like, what did you just say? Yeah, go with that. Let's go with that.
Yeah,
Tom, now your thoughts on this song.
I love it a lot more.
See what I mean? Right? Like it's a little Easter egg in a song that you got to like say, well, what did he just say? He said, give me fried chicken. I love it.
I like how we can just learn and grow, man.
That's what we do all the time. This is more than just a sports show.
You know what I'm saying? Who knew? You know what I'm saying? The hidden songs.
Got to love it. 800-919-3776. Let's get some calls in here on what we say. Again, I always like taking the temperature of the Knicks fan. Because after wins, we're always sky high, right? But after losses, it's amazing how fast we're like, that's it, forget it. Just remember the call we got about start focusing on the draft? That was a good one. Ron is in Westchester. Ron, how you feeling?
You know, I struggle because I go back and forth coming off a emotionally high victory against the Cavs. Was last night a product of simply off-shooting, or was it a failure of mental preparation because of it being a classic trap game? And I wanted to make one point before you get to that question. Late in the fourth quarter, DeAndre Hunter drove baseline.
Dunk.
And he dunked it.
Yeah.
And not only did he dunk it, but he swung his legs out and lower extremities, making contact with Deuce McBride. Mm. A, in today's NBA, that's a technical foul. B, where's the Knicks? Where's your Charles Oakley? Where's the guy that's going to get in his face? And the fact that that did not happen is just – It's unsettling. I had a visceral reaction. I said, you know, let me sleep on it. Let me see how I feel today. And the fact that none of that happened and they let that happen, and they let Deuce McBride get hit, with essentially he got kicked. Okay, that is what happened. It just does not sit with me well, and it doesn't hold well for what this team needs to do to make noise in the playoffs.
Yeah, I know the dunk you're talking about is when I walked out of the arena. That's when I walked out. I was watching that game. Like I said, I was right by the Hawks bench, watched that pretty much the entire game from that spot on the floor. And I even down 22, I was like, I think they're going to come back. And I was watching the Hawks bench, And I was watching the body language, and I saw them getting tired. And I thought, if these guys just kick it into gear, I think they can steal this game. They did tie it. Fourth quarter, I started to see it slip. And then that play is when I walked down the tunnel and into the studio. And I told Bill Pito, I said, that's it. We're done. Like, the game's over. There was still 8 minutes to go, like you said. But you just felt it. Like, that baseline dunk, who got by Josh Hart, I just, you know, blasted one. And I just felt like that was it.
Am I making a big deal for no reason?
I'm going to say that, though, Ron. I'm going to say I understand it as a fan. You don't like seeing another team flex on your team, especially in your building. Fans don't like that. But I also have to add this. Two nights prior, they played their hearts out. And you have to understand that when you are basically your bench rotation is starting for you right now, you're trying to get blood from a stone every single night, and there's a reason why guys are bench players and other guys are not, right? You have to understand that night to night, it's asking a lot for them to just keep emptying the tank way they have to. And some nights, a team like the Hawks are going to come in and they're like, man, we've lost five in a row. It's the Garden. We're getting up for this game. And they did, to their credit, got up for this game. So it's just, you're not winning every game. And some nights the spirit is just going to be drained from you. The Knicks emptied the tank in the third quarter just to get this game tied. I am not all about making excuses, but Bart, you're the athlete. There are times where you just know, like, man, that's the best we can do.
I mean, you hear it all the time. Like, oh, when you hear teams say, oh, man, we couldn't get going. Or, oh, man, you're like, you know, you hear it with the Jets in football all the time. Like, man, why was y'all so lethargic? Like, I don't know, man. We just didn't have it today.
Just didn't have it. Whatever it is. And it's tough to watch, and I understand it from a fan. Yes.
Right, and the other team have it, and they're motivated, and they're coming in like, man, we got to get off the snide, you know, sense of desperation.
Yeah, they lost two to the Nets.
Right,
and
they're getting that same boost that you get when they don't have their star. Somebody sets up. Now, like, they'll probably come back more to reality now. But for that one game, you know, they playing with a sense of energy that other teams just don't have.
And you also didn't have, like I said, defensively, Bogdanović, we're learning. You know, he is not good defensively. Teams find him and they go at him, and they did that. Jalen Johnson just tore him up. And so it just, you know, there's just some realities there that you're like, well, when the team's whole, this isn't, we're not going to see this in the fourth quarter. But that's just where you are. I hate doing this because I know what everybody does. You're making excuses. I'm just telling you the reality of a night to night is what it is, and that's the frustration of what last night was about. So don't think this team doesn't lack. Don't think this team lacks toughness. You could say a lot of things about this team. Don't ever say they lack toughness. That's one thing they do not lack. This is a tough team. All right, we'll continue with your call. Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart, let's get back to calls here and deal with the Knick fans after a frustrating loss.
On the wall.
Tell me, Mira, what is wrong? Heard this yesterday. Let's take Eitan from Riverdale. Eitan.
Yeah. I'm not that worried about it. I think they could take the Cavs, and even if they play Milwaukee in the second round, I kind of think Milwaukee would eke it out, but I think it could go to seven because I think Brunson's better than Lillard at this point in his career, and I think OG is a far better player than Chris Middleton. But I found myself last night watching the game and fantasizing that DeJounte Murray would just be the most perfect Nick, wouldn't he, Alan?
Perfect Nick? I don't know about perfect Nick, but the fit next to Brunson, you know, you could see it for sure. But, you know, like there's a reason why Atlanta wants to move. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to know why. Like, why? I know why San Antonio traded him, because San Antonio was tanking to get Wemby. But I don't know. Like, Atlanta is already, like, quick to start shopping him around. That makes me wonder, like, why isn't it work with him and Trey? Because wouldn't that be the same kind of thing that it would be with him and Brunson?
So yeah, isn't Trey the worst defender in the NBA almost?
I mean, do you see Jalen getting any defensive accolades? They have to hide him too.
No.
You know, no. Jalen's a good positional defender, and he takes charges because he also knows that when he gets put into pick and roll, he gets demolished, yeah. And he knows it.
Verticality.
Yeah, like he's not that big, you know, and he's not that quick when it comes to staying in front of somebody. So now if they bring hand checking back, I bet you Jalen becomes a very good defender because he's so damn strong. But Aiton, I get what you're saying. I'm glad, like, look ahead and see what's coming instead of what's happening right now, which is obviously very difficult to get through because you're a fan and you hate seeing your team lose. Jay in Long Island, Jay.
Han, Bart, first off, thank you guys for taking my call. And I'm going to ask you just to be patient with me. I'm trying to understand the Knicks fan base and why we continue to be our own worst enemy. This team, as it is properly constructed, with the injuries that we have, losing four of our starters out of our lineup, we are a bottom feeder in the Eastern Conference. We are not a competitive team. If this was a team we fielded for the entire season, we'd be looking at what the last two decades look like. We're not going to go out there and beat all of these teams. We're not going to go and beat the Hawks and win every single game. We're competitive, grit and grind. Yes, but grit and grind is not going to take us to a W every single night. So all the fans are talking about tear it down and burn it and let's take a look at the draft and trade everyone and everyone's terrible. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. We're missing 80% of our production, not just four starters, 80% of our production on rebounds, points, assists, steals,
right,
blocks, our defense. We're missing all of that, and yet fans are losing their minds as to why we're losing these games.
Jay, you're asking what is supposed to be the bulk of your bench to play 40 minutes. Think about that. Like on a exactly. And not like you on a given night, like on one night, like you have to do it. Maybe you'll get, you know, you get an opportunity to win. Like the Lakers did. They went into Boston, they won. You know, that happens once in a while. But when you're going like every night, hey, all right, after Cleveland, you're like, all right, boys, let's do it again. Like, do it again. Like that's like, I'm not here for that. But that's you know, Bogdanovich playing 35 minutes and guarding people on the perimeter. Like, you can't, he wasn't, you didn't trade him for this. And then they're putting him in situations where he's the primary scorer. Go ahead, Boyan, go create. Like, what? No, I'm a catch and shoot guy. What do you want me to create? I can't create.
That's what I'm saying.
But
and
fans don't see that.
He's not picking on the pick and roll. He's not getting the blocks. He's not getting the steals. He's getting beat off of the pass.
He's getting
killed. And then my last point, if you're okay with it, Alan, what I don't understand is the fans that are on Thibs about playing our players the amount of minutes they play. I just want to give you guys a stat. There are 15 players in the NBA that plays more minutes per game than Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson. And it goes everywhere from DeMar DeRozan all the way to DeMontis Sabonis.
Yeah, it's star players.
This is the best culture we've had. Best culture we've had in the past two decades, except for the year of 2013, and this is a real culture. It's a winning culture. It's a grit and grind culture, and it's due to this. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Jay, I'm glad you said it. Say it for the people in the back, my man. Thank you so much. I got a tweet last night.
They
listen,
going to make some trade. Blow it up if they fall short.
Bart, I got this last night. This guy says that he asks me. He goes, "What's your excuse for Tibbs now? This is a perfect game. Atlanta is hurting, and the Knicks have more pieces. You can't keep giving him a pass." I was like, yeah, Tim should have shot the three better in the first quarter. It's all on him. Like, what are we doing?
You know how
it is. I don't understand.
Listen,
how that happens.
The haters are always lurking, and they had to be quiet after what January looked like.
But that's now, a good point.
Now they can come out. You know what I mean? They always lurking. They always waiting to say, "See, I was right."
The told you so's. Yeah. It's almost like there are Knicks fans that root for the team to be bad so they could be right about their negativity. How about this? I had another guy tweet. He goes 14-2 in January, blasted the Sixers with Embiid, blasted the Nuggets. He goes, "We blasted the Nuggets with our fives. We blasted the Heat. We ran through the NBA. Why show me what we could be only to rip it away from me? Have Knicks fans not suffered enough? Years of ineptitude compounded by LOL Knicks." And I said, "Why are you making this about you? Like, what? Why is this about you? We did all this winning in January, and then you took it away from me. Like, bud, it's March.
You buttered me up just."
I'm sorry. This is the reactions that I can't understand.
Philly should be more heartbroken than their star. Well, who knows what he comes back and what
he is. The fact that you lost one guy and the whole house of cards
crumbled.
Like one guy, and you're literally a 500 team.
And you're married to this one guy, and the way it's looking like he may not ever be a guy that can be healthy. Like the last 2 years was a luxury.
Like, that's scary.
Best case scenario.
It's true, and they've been trying to – remember, they got Harden. They keep trying to find that second star to go with them.
They hope it matches it, but that's not enough. You know, Tobias Harris is the star that they really don't like. Let's see what happens with the next year rules, how that balances the playing field.
Yeah, maybe they'll be – well, you know Daryl Morey. He will be aggressive in trying to find more talent.
Because they got the money to do so.
He called about Grant. He called everybody. He was calling about stars because that's what he does. And he wants to see, maybe I can find one and then we can make this thing better in Philly. So you're right. If anybody should be feeling this way, it's the Philly fans, because you know that that's a precarious situation.
Hey, the Knicks thing is just get healthy. Process. We still processing.
Still processing. All right. We'll continue to process this, what we saw last night. We'll get your calls, 800-919-3776. But also, let's go back to the Giants conversation from yesterday. And a lot of talk around the Giants that involves Saquon Barkley, as we know, it's more than likely over for him. But where would be a landing spot that would really be impactful? One former player, an analyst now for ESPN, gave a place that Bart also suggested that if you're a Giants fan, it's the last place you want to see him. We'll discuss that and more. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So a disappointing performance last night for the Knicks, but more important, big game coming up for them as they face off against the Magic on Friday. Earlier this morning on DPH and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave said you can't underestimate how big that game is.
Monster game on Friday.
Friday night.
You haven't beaten Orlando yet this year. They now have the same record as you. You're half a game up on Miami. You're half a game up on Philadelphia. You're two games in the loss ahead of Indiana, who won last night. You know, this cushion and could they make the two? No. The answer is no. Here's what you want. Right now, sitting here, 20 games to play, right? Give me the 6 or 7. Give me the 6 or 7.
Well, I prefer the 6.
Of course you prefer the 6.
Give me the 6.
But I could live with the 7, because I think I can beat Atlanta if I'm healthy.
Yeah, but then you're going to face Milwaukee in the first round. I mean, give me 6 so I get Cleveland.
Well, you don't know that's the case.
Listen, they found a way to beat the Celtics last night.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.